Welcome to Eagle Eye. Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe. Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. I am Bill Baker. Again, when you have a chance, please leave a comment, like, review, subscribe, and reviews. Love five-star reviews on your podcast player. I'll take a four, but five, preferably. Anyway, got a good one for you today. Cam Dolan calls in from London, preparing for the Ireland match. Yeah, they're not in Dublin yet. You know, all kinds of different COVID restrictions between, you know, England and Ireland, that type of stuff. So they're waiting until the end of the week to fly up to Dublin. It's a short flight, so not a big deal. So we talk about this past week's England match, you know, the difference between the first half and second half. And all, you know, knocking the rust off the boots, getting in there, very little time together as a team to train. And we talk about, you know, the new caps are handed out against England. You know, what it's like for them to be in that environment. It's making them the speed, the physicality, and how well they played. They all played really well. So Cam talks a lot about them. He talks about what they can get out of this England match, the positives that they can bring into the Ireland match. And also, most importantly, having a full week together as a team to train together as a team and get to know each other as a team. That also, we touch on Nola's upset of LA and the future of Nola, playoff hopes, etc. So here I am with Cam. Hope you enjoy it. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Just finished up training, got back to the room. So just relaxing. Yeah. Before dinner and a meeting.
Nice, nice. I know you don't have a ton of time, so I won't take up too much of your time. And so we'll get right into it. You know, how's training today? You know, how's it been actually to finally have maybe a whole week together as a team?
Yeah, it's good. You know, it was tough last week. Coming in, landing on Monday. You know, a lot of COVID protocols over here. It's a bit. The protocols are just a bit tighter than we have back in the States. Obviously, yeah. Coming over from a foreign country for them. You know, they just want to be safe and take those proper precautions, which totally understandable, but, you know, it kind of, you know, goes into our training time a bit. So we really only had, you know, two days of actual practice and then, captain's run on Saturday, you know, game Sunday, but you know, the boys bellied up and I think we did a good job. Obviously sucks. Like we don't want to lose, but. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never good losing, but you know, for the first time together in what is it, 20 months, I think we put on a good showing.
No, absolutely. And is there, now you've had a few days to think about it, to digest, you know, what are the positives you're going to be able to take from that England match into this Saturday's match?
Yeah, I think we adjusted to, you know, everyone comes from different clubs and everyone has different game plans. And I think the game plan that they set out for us, you know, I think everyone adjusted to that. I think everyone bought into it. I think everyone said, okay, sweet. You know, we got told basically on Tuesday, this is going to be our game plan. Wednesday and Thursday, we trained it. And we were able to, for the most part, implement it on the weekend. You know, it's never going to be perfect. Rugby isn't one of those games. You know, you can control what you can control. Obviously, you know, when the other team, you know, gives you different looks than what you're expecting, things like that. You know, that kind of changes your necessary game plan. You know, as the old famous Mike Tyson quote goes, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. So, I think we did all right. And then obviously, you know, we actually have some film to review of ourselves, what we did good, what we did bad. You know, we have some film on Ireland as well. They played Japan on the weekend and had, I think, 139-31. You know, we went into that England game blind and we only focusing on ourselves because that's all we could do.
Right. And what was it in that second half that was different for your team? And you won the second half, which is great. You know, what was it coming out of the clubhouse at halftime that, I don't know, put a fire under your ass or whatever you want to call it. You know, what was the difference in the second half for you?
I think it took us 40 minutes against real opposition, not just our teammates. You know, like we haven't practiced. It took us 40 minutes to say, you know, the way we played in the first half was kind of like how we were training, you know, because in training, it's different. Like you're like, oh, sweet, successful because this happened. But in a real game, it doesn't happen like that. Like games are nothing like practice. They are and they aren't. the same time. You know, when you have live tackling and then your fitness changes and then you have a referee, you know, I think we were like, oh damn, okay, we got to get around the corner better. We got to loosen our defense better. You know, they carved us up in that first half on a couple plays because what we do in practice, it worked. And you, unfortunately, that doesn't carry, it carries over in the game, but it doesn't carry over the way you want it to carry over in the game. You know, when sometimes you got to put, you know, some people miss a tackle and one or two guys have to scrap for a tackle. And then all of a sudden you miss that guy on that fold in defense and then you're down a man. Well, in practice, it doesn't happen as much like that. You know, you two guys, you know, two hand touch on the hip. So you get a body in front. Okay, sweet. That was a tackle.
Right.
You know, so you got to be able to react to that. And I think we just said, okay, guys, look, we need to work harder, basically, right? And we need more intensity. We need more physicality in our tackles and in the breakdowns and stuff like that. And we talked about this being our game plan. We didn't implement it as much. So when we go back out there, let's do it. And we went out there and did it. We weren't perfect. You know, we still gave away. You know, we leaked a quick tap try, and we. On the second half, we leaked a quick tap try. The scrum try was pretty, you know, that was tough for us. Mm-hmm. It was a wrong read on defense. And then they had a charge down try, which is those things happen, but now you go back and you fix it. So those kind of, you know, those easy tries never happen. Fortunately, I had one too in the second half, but then they'll go back and do the same thing. Be like, guys, this isn't us. Like, where's our guard here? Like, there's no protection for our scrum half when he's box kicking. So I guarantee you, they probably are not going to give away that team that played on Sunday against us is not going to give away a box kick try this weekend or probably for the next few games.
Right. And that's the good thing about failing. Not that you've failed in those situations, but when you fail at something, you tend to learn from it and mm-hmm. get better off it, which is obviously exactly. what you guys are going to be doing as well going into this weekend and into the fall. But, you know, that first 40 minutes was obviously a good 40 minutes to knock some rust off the bones, get caught up to international speed. You know, with that said, talk about some of the new caps that were given out this weekend. You know, Kruse, Reichert, Carty, you know, them not only getting into that international speed and intensity, but also walking into Twickenham and playing against England. Yeah. You know, can you talk about some of those players, you know, how were they impactful in the game?
Yeah, I think the refreshing thing for me was you know, I've been around this team for eight years now. So quite a while, you know, more than a quarter of my life. And I'm kind of used to that kind of setting now and been playing against those teams. Like I've had that experience, and the refreshing thing for me was the new guys that came in or the guys with little USA experience, they didn't let it overwhelm them and they didn't let the game come to them. They put themselves into the game. I think Calvin Whiting had a great game considering he hasn't had a cap in what, 4 years. And, you know, his ARC, which is a little different. You know, Rickert's been playing good rugby in America for the last 4 or 5 years. I think, you know, his cap was well-deserved. And I think, you know, he played pretty well. Mika Cruz is same thing. You know, he was a bit fresh a couple of years ago, a bit raw. And I think playing in MLR for 4 seasons now, you know, he's really been able to up his game. And I think he was great on the weekend with kick chase and a couple of line breaks. and just defensive positioning. He had one great tackle in the backfield where he just smoked their fullback. Bryce led really well. Who else do we have? Jameson Fanana. Schultz only has a couple caps. You know, he's a big physical presence, and you know, he is a very unique player, and I think he knows how to use that uniqueness to his advantage. I think he did a great job with that. Who else was new? Matt Harmon came up with that. Yeah. You know, I'm familiar with him at NOLA, so mm-hmm. you know, I kind of knew what to expect from him. Luke Carty, I didn't know about him until this year, really. You know, till he was in LA, and I think he did really well, kind of orchestrating the game. And I think at the same time, it was his, you know, still a learning lesson for him, like what you can and can't get away with at this level. Yeah. You know, as much as MLR has grown in the last four since season one, in terms of like speed, physicality, skill level, and game planning. you know, it's a different animal. You can't do the things at MLR. You can't do the things here that you might be able to get away with at MLR level. Right. And I think he did a good job there.
All right. So two more questions for you, Cam.
Oh, sorry. One more. Christian Dyer.
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
He was late into the squad and he wasn't even meant to play. And then Will Hooley got taken out late. He got his chance. And I think he was phenomenal as well on defense and attack. He's absolutely rapid. We haven't had, you know, that top end speed kind of winger in a while. I don't think just an absolute flyer. So that's nice to have, especially with so much youth in this team too. It's all attributed to MLR and what a professional setup can really do with, you know, a 16 game season and that level just getting better and better and better and teams pushing each other. You know, there's been a few blowouts this year, but there's also been a hell of a lot of close games and a few upsets.
All right. So two more things for you, Cam. And speaking of youth, a minute ago, you mentioned maybe 8 years ago, you first started coming to the camps. Now I was at that match. We played the Maori in Philadelphia. And I think
I'd already been in the team for, I'd already had four caps at that point. So I'd already
at that point. Okay. Yeah.
I'd already been in the team for two tours. I played Fiji and Japan for the PNC that summer and then played Japan and Japan. And then we had the Canada for World Cup qualifier. So three of those games were off the bench. One of them was starting, but you know, I had dip my toes in the water a little bit, at least.
Yeah, yeah, at the very least. I mean, you also made it a name of yourself in those matches as well. I mean, you started getting recognized quite a bit, you know, I'm assuming by Cardiff or whoever else at that point. Are you still that young, spry guy who was out there and during that year or two? You still got it in you like that?
I probably don't have the top-end pace that I had then. but what I lack in the – and I'm not much slower, don't get me wrong. I still got a little bit of speed. I will give myself that. But what I lack, what I've lacked in that, I've made up for, I think, in experience, you know, and just experience in taking on a leadership role with that, and using my experience to kind of help those younger guys or newer guys out, knowing what I can and can't get away with in a game, and just simple positioning stuff. And like I said, you know, with like kind of like the defensive fold and that loosening. Like, whereas when I was younger, I probably would have been ruck, you know, watching the ruck and like maybe gone in too much and then had to bounce out late. Whereas now I don't even worry about it. I'm just trying to pull guys around so we can just get our numbers and we can get into that space. And I think playing at Northampton for a year and a half really helped me with my set piece stuff, you know, attacking and defensive mauls and just, you know, learning how to read lineouts and lift and get my seals right and all those little things. And then same thing at Cardiff. So, and then with that said, being able to bring that to you know, the MLR and NOLA and help a lot of those guys who, you know, you got guys who come from like your Penn States and, you know, your University of Arizona's and Andrew Guerra, who's had a great year this year, comes from Notre Dame College. Like, they wouldn't have learned those things. And that's not to knock those programs. They just, you practice probably twice a week, maybe three times a week, but you just don't have the coaching for it.
Right.
So being able to help those guys out is awesome for me, and to see come in this year with Andrew Guerra, who is real raw, physical specimen, but raw when it comes to rugby and knowledge of rugby with mauls and stuff. And he's still learning day to day, but to see how far he's come with learning those little things from day one, you know, day one of the season to now is fantastic. And now he's in camp and, you know, who knows if maybe he'll get a spot for the weekend. We don't know.
Yeah, I hope to see him out there this weekend. We'll see. And so lastly, Cam, when you talk about MLR, when you heard that your team beat LA, you know, how'd that feel, especially considering how many internationals the team has lost these past couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we're missing nine guys of our usual 23. We've got three away with Canada, four away with US, one with Uruguay, and one with Chile. You know, and I don't think they're really missing a whole lot of guys. They might be missing two or three, I believe.
Right.
Obviously Luke Cardy's with us, Ryan James with us, and I think they have one or two Canadians maybe. But the game was at 2:30 in the morning here after we had just played England. So I was long gone in snooze world by then. So I woke up to 90 messages in a WhatsApp group. So I'm like, what's this? And I'm still half asleep and I'm like reading through it. And I'm like, huh? Oh, because they've been pumping teams 50-5 at home this season.
Right.
So then by the time I got through with it, like I still didn't really I don't think it maybe just hadn't clicked. And then I went on Ultimate Rugby app and checked. And I was like, holy, we beat them. I was like, hell yeah, go on, boys. I was like, get stuck in. But now we've beaten them. You know, it's a huge thing and a confidence builder for us. But it means nothing if we go out and lose this weekend. Like we've now really put ourselves into a playoff position. You know, fortunately for us, you know, Rooney lost last weekend to New England. And, you know, we managed to win. So we jumped into that second spot. But, you know, if they go out and get 5 points this weekend and we don't get anything out of it, we've got a tall task going to New York, the final game of the season, to try to get 5 points without them getting any. So, you know, if we back it up this weekend, it's going to come down to that week 18 game, you know, Nola at Rooney, who it's a quarterfinal. It's a quarterfinal is what it is.
Are you going to be back for that game?
Yeah, we'll all be back for that game. So, you know, winner that goes on to play. I mean, unless something happens with Atlanta and they lose, mm-hmm. they drop the next two with no points. You know what I mean? So, the way it's looking is winner of that game goes on to play Atlanta, whether it be home or away.
Well, hey, Cam, good luck with that when you get back with Nola. And obviously, good luck this weekend. It's Ireland. I'm hoping you guys are riding that second half wave and, you know, having a better game.
Yeah, you know, training's gone well for us this week. Game planning's gone well. We looked at our negatives and hopefully we can fix them and go to Dublin and put on a performance.
So you're not even in Dublin yet. You're still in London?
Yeah, we'll head out Friday. Get there Friday and it's a
gotcha.
Hour. I don't think it's an hour flight.
Yeah, it's easy. All right, Cam.
They're trying to keep us in one place as long as possible with all the restrictions and stuff over here. So it makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Traveling the day after playing a game is tough too, because you know you don't get that proper recovery, and then you kind of go through the week and you're a step behind. So it's easier easier to do that after you've got your training in and you're a bit fresher.
Yeah, not banged up as much. All right, Cam, hey, man, have a good night. Have a good week again. Good luck on Saturday.
And you as well. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Cheers.